CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. And we do have quite a few pre-check-ins, so we're going to go through the pre-check-in list first. Net Control Lock to Recognize KI4LZI. That's Andy over on Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. Appreciate you using the pre-check-in capability. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. KJ4HYC, that's Shane over in 6 Mile. W2MJB, that's Mark in Simpsonville. And KM4HTP, that's Wendy in Simpsonville. And KM4RGX, that's Carol in Greenville. KX4YM, that's Scott in Canesta. And K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Good to have everyone that used the pre-check-in capability with us tonight, this evening. If you're listening, do appreciate you using that functionality. Do stay safe and have Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And now we'll proceed to the EchoLink stations. We have a couple EchoLink stations checked in. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, it sounds like somebody's trying to use EchoLink. It may be that you have one that you have to hold your finger on to keep it held down to work, because it sounds like you're keying it up and then letting off of it, and then it's dropping. So it's not holding the repeater up. So try it again. That maybe you have one of those solutions that you have to hold your finger on it. But for some reason, it's not staying up. Try it one more time. Okay, not sure what's going on there, but it is just coming up and down. I'll just go ahead and recognize those that I see on there. And if you want to type into the chat message box, I'm watching the chat message, and so we can get your chat messages as well. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4WZM, that's Daniel, and not sure where he is, probably Simpsonville if he's not on the road. Good to have you with us tonight, Daniel. W4FCM, that's Fred over in Traveler's Rest. Normally bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. And appreciate you guys using EchoLink, and if you want to leave me a text message in the text message box, if you got some issue going on there, maybe we can get it straightened out. And let's see, tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter, a suffix or call that begins with letters A through D. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. D-Day, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike, for Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in D-pot, and we'll all be negative and negative.
JW? Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
DJW, check in November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla, no traffic and no table this evening, 73's in net.
DJW, please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf, that's KN4UBG, that'd be Kevin, Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. Hope everybody had a good Christmas out that way. Yeah, hope everybody's staying good warm tonight. 73's to everybody on that.
DJW. Hey, thanks for calling that, and hope you had a Merry Christmas, and hope you have a Happy New Year. November 4, Delta GLN, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson. No traffic, but I'll hang around for the comments this evening.
Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, David in Easley, no traffic, no comment, 73's to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, that was a really good group, and I do have a correction for KJ4WZM. Daniel is in Travelers Rest, not Simpsonville, so I've got you updated on the QTH there, Daniel. Appreciate that, keeping me straight with text message box on EchoLink. Net Control Electric, recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, he's over in Piedmont, bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas, and hope you're going to have a happy new year. Appreciate you being with us. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello, and you guys stay safe. KO4AOW, that's David, sounding good from Inman this evening. Good to have you tonight, David. You're sounding good. N4AHO, that's Doug over in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. You sounding good. KM4UBG, that's Kevin up in Fountain Inn. Appreciate you being there tonight, Kevin. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas. N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Got you down for comments, Jerry. We will be back to you in just a little bit. And KB2BYQ, that's David in Easley. Sounding good from Easley tonight, David. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll progress right along to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix that are called that begins with letters E through H. And we'll let you check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Ken, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Chandler are all with a negative news tonight all day, but we'll be listening.
Okay, Harry, looks like you got that group to yourself. Net Control Electric recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry and Candler. Sounding good from Candler this evening. Take care, stay safe. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. Any other stations, E through H, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Not sure if I'm making it to you or not, Dave.
Okay, on that last station that tried, you were on your X when you started talking, but when you got to the W4, that's when you fell out. I didn't get anything after W4. Try it again with just your call sign a couple of times back on your X where you were when you started your transmission the last time. Let's try it one more time. Okay, is anybody able to pick up that call on reverse, or is anybody able to relay that call in? I got a I'm not sure, and I got a KN, and that's all I got out of that transmission. An I'm not sure, and a KN. Do we have any relays? Okay, it could be the battery's weak, and it just drops out after transmission. Try just your call a couple of times. Nothing else, just your call a couple of times. Okay, James, we got you that time. Appreciate your persistence. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4LEI. That's James over in Toccoa, Georgia. Must be on a handheld with a weak battery because it works good when you first key up, but it's gone before you get to the end of the transmission. But we got to that time. KN4LEI, James over in Toccoa, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. You stay safe and do appreciate your persistence to getting it checked in. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter, a suffix of the call that begins with letters I through L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and send 73s for each one of you.
W. You and Miss Amy are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Today we had a very nice Christmas. Hope you and Amy did, the family. And looking forward to having a better new year, hopefully next year, Dave. We have no traffic, no comments. Thank you, Dave. W4IOE.
We're DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Connections low. Yeah,
KI4JSM. Okay, that's another good group. Yes, KI4JSM, we do have a copy, Alan. I'll get to your call in just a second. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. Sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina this evening. Good to have you with tonight, James. W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina, who calls the 14664 net on with a PL tone of 91.5 on Sundays at 8 o'clock. So Sundays at 8, be sure and check in with Sid on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. And then shortly after Sid's net, they have a slow scan TV net. So better check in on that one, too, if you want to know anything about slow scan TV. And they even have internet picture access so that you can see what's going on if you don't have the equipment to get started just yet. Sid, appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello and glad to hear you guys had a wonderful Christmas and hope you have a wonderful, happy new year as well. Appreciate you being there. Take care. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You sounding good into the repeater this evening, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year coming up. KI4JSM, that's Alan from Maiden, North Carolina. You're sounding good, Alan. Got you 100% copy. It's not full quieting, but it's 100% readable. Back to you, Alan.
Correction on the sound. We're in Gastonia, North Carolina. Gastonia, North Carolina. And good evening to you. We tried to check in the other night and didn't have a switch right. We're on a Kenwood TS700A 2-meter almost. And that's what we're taking in tonight. We just want to wish everyone a very, very, very happy new year. And I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. And good to be able to check in with y'all tonight. KI4JSM, Alan, Gastonia, Big Clear, and back to Net Control. Appreciate you letting me check in. Doing a wonderful.
Okay, Alan, we have you corrected in the log to Gastonia, North Carolina. You're sounding good from Gastonia. We do appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us this evening. It looks like you've checked in with me before. Just looking you up in my database and to see when the last time you checked in with me was. And not, yeah, it's been a while. You checked in with me on December the 20th, 2012. Was the last time you checked in with me. And now it's 2020, so 8 years ago. Before that, you checked in with me on August the 29th of 2006. So once every 6 to 8 years, Alan. Once every 6 to 8 years. You might want to step it up a little bit. Anyway, we do appreciate you checking in with us. You're sounding good on your all-band 2-meter radio. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
We're about to say one other thing. I'll let you get your check in. I would like to say one other thing to my mate.
Okay, sounds good. It's good, it's good to have you checking in, even if it is once every 6 to 8 years. Don't worry about that, Alan. Appreciate you being there. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kindly check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, Larry in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative this evening. Hope you had a great Christmas, and I know we're all looking forward to a better new year. Back to you.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize K4LWE. That's Larry over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. You're sounding good. Full scale, full quieting into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you being there. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas and looking forward to a Happy New Year. We'll go ahead now and move it to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of call that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Hey, please check in Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative negative.
Walt, looks like you got that group all to yourself. Net Control like to recognize K4OIM. That's Walt over in Inman. Sounding good this evening. Do appreciate you taking time to check in. Hope you have a very happy new year. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called. It begins with letters Q through T. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Again, November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo, N2SUB. That's Jim in South Greenville. I'm negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize W3SUE. That's Sue over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Sue. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And N2SUB, that's Jim in South Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. You're sounding good. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving it right along to the patient group, the uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. I'd like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith over in Columbus. Keith, we barely got you in there. You're barely breaking over the white noise, but did get you checked in, so appreciate you being here with us this evening. Take care, stay safe. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Sounding good as usual, Tommy. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We'll go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's going to do it. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And we got one rag chewer this evening. That's N4DJC. That's Jerry over in Anderson. It's your turn, Jerry. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW. N4DJC. Dave, just want to tell you how much I appreciate you calling the net the past couple of days. I know very busy time of the year, and I thought might drag it out tonight, maybe get a few more check-ins. But we had a really great Christmas, and hope everyone else did too. We spent Christmas Eve with our kids and grandkids. The first time we've been over there in probably a month. It was actually Greenville, but it was closer to Malden. We had a great time. Ate too much, of course, as usual, and Santa has not brought me anything yet, so I don't know if I've been naughty or nice or what, but anyway, I've got a couple of packages. I was talking to a couple of guys earlier today. I got a couple of packages. One of them was stuck in the Greenville Distribution Center, headed to Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. It was stuck there for 10 days, and it showed up in Philadelphia yesterday. And I got one stuck at the UPS terminal in Greensboro, and it's in the black hole up there somewhere. It's been sitting up there about 8 days. But anyway, hopefully I'll get all those things straightened out and get the packages delivered. Santa might have sent me something after all. Back to you, Dave, W4DJW and 4DJC.
Well, at least you know you got something coming on the way. I did get a few things. We got our animals more stuff than anything. Didn't do any visiting of the grandkids this go around. We're too much activity as it is. So we're just hunkering down, staying safe, and they're doing the same thing. And one of the ways they put it is sacrifice one so that you can have many, many more in the future. It's one of the ways they put it at work. But anyway, to each his own, everybody has to make up their decision on what they're going to do with that. I'm glad you got some stuff on the way. I got a few little things too, nothing big, but we enjoyed playing with the dogs and cat when they got their stuff. their chewy toys and their squeaky fur babies that they get, their new ones. They always like getting new stuff like that because they wear their old stuff out pretty quick. But anyway, it was a relaxing day for us. Nothing exciting. Didn't go anywhere, not that I can recall. Didn't do much of anything, just taking it easy and enjoying the season. Was hoping we were going to get some snow with all this cold, cold air coming in. All the water on the day before it got really cold, that would have been something else if that water would have come at the same time as that cold, Jerry.
Location, I'm surprised you didn't get a few flurries. We were expecting it. We were headed back here yesterday afternoon and had those low cloud deal, you know, coming back around five o'clock yesterday. I just knew we were going to run into some flurries as cold as it was, but the wind was terrible yesterday afternoon. To be as cold as it was, we didn't get any precipitation of any kind. I didn't see a single snowflake anywhere. But yeah, I've got one. I got one of those little inexpensive Yaesu 4XR deals. It's one of those radio, and it's got the radio on the chip deal, kind of like the Chinese things. But it was worth about $75 or so. I was going to give one of those things a try for an inexpensive cross band repeat deal with this base and with the mobile I've got. But I don't know where they're, you know, I don't where they, at least they're better than some of them are from what I understand. But well, it's going to be an experiment for me to see whether they're worth fooling with or not.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Is that radio on a chip? Is that a field programmable gate array? Is that the kind of radio it is?
No, it's just a little handheld. Yeah, you know, I think they build them. I think they, well, the ones lately have been made, built in China. I mean, have been built in Japan, but earlier on they were built in China. They were kind of like that Bofang, one of the Bofang dual band rigs. But they're really expensive. But I read the ARRL test on it. It met all the specs. The adjacent channel, you know, rejection was pretty good, and the power output was spot on. It didn't, you don't have that spectral purity problems like you do with some of the other radios. But anyway, it was inexpensive enough. I thought I'd give it a try. Anyway, I'm not sure how good the receiver is on it. It's got kind of a wideband receiver on it too. But they call it a Bofang copy, but I don't think it's that. I think it's got some based on some of the stuff I've seen on it. It doesn't look exactly the same inside, and it's got a little. It may have a little bit of filtering, but you know they use like a tuner on a chip deal with it. It's not as good as a triple head, by a long shot, I don't think. But I don't have that much trouble with that sort of thing, you know, where I live anyway. N4DJC.
Okay, well, I have to look that one up. I didn't realize they were doing that. That's interesting. I'll have to pay closer attention to that. I got so many handhelds around here now, it's hard to keep them in batteries. I wanted to get some more, but I don't want to have to add to the battery collection. I did send my Spark up this morning. I got up about 6 o'clock, and I think the sun came up about 7:35. So I planned it so that when it would be 400 feet up in the air, that it would it'd be able to see the sun coming over the horizon at 400 feet. And it makes a really pretty picture when you get that high, and the sun is just cracking over the horizon, and it goes through the tops of the trees, but not the bottoms of the trees. With no leaves on them, it looks like the trees are on fire. It's pretty cool, but you got to time it just right. And I was kind of worried about it this morning because it was 18 degrees out there, and I've never flown it in 18-degree weather. I didn't know what the battery would do, but I guess the battery got warm enough quick enough. It was warm before we started because it was in the house, and then I just took it out there, set it down, launched it, and had it pulling some load on it so that it would stay warm, and got up 400 feet, took some pictures, came back down, looked at them, and sure enough, it looks like the trees are all on fire. It's pretty good success. A little nervous about that because it was dark down here on the ground. It was before the sun got down to us, so landing it was kind of like coming down in the dark, but that's okay. It made it in okay. But that was kind of a fun, thrilling experiment before the sun fully came up this morning.
Different angles. That's not an angle, you know, photographic angle you'd get, you know, anywhere else, I wouldn't think, unless you were on a mountain somewhere and looking down across it. But that's interesting. I'd be curious. When you mentioned how cold it was, I was just curious about the battery, how the batteries did on it. But I guess that thing, you know, that thing probably draws a lot of power anyway. The battery warm up pretty fast. But, you know, I remember years ago when we used to do for these half marathons and marathons when I was up in Rock Hill, sometimes we'd have those old ICOM IC2ATs and, you know, that brick of radio they built at the thumb wheel on it. We'd have to stick the batteries up under our arms to keep them warmed up, so that otherwise, you know, that technology is not quite as good as it is now. And we had to stick the batteries up under our arms for a while to get them warmed up when it was so cold.
It was the same thing I was thinking of, like when you go out to the airfield, a lot of the guys up north, one of the things that they do, the guys that live where it's really cold and they have to drive out to the airfield, is they have battery warming bags, a bag that they keep their battery in that keeps their battery heated. Because if it gets cold, it has a hard time pushing current through to warm itself up. It has a hard time self-starting. But if it's warm to start with, then it's no trouble, as long as you fly it while it's warm. But you can't let it get cold and then expect to warm it up. It just doesn't work that way. But that's something you have to know about that new technology. But anyway, it's kind of fun. I thought I'd share that with you. It's pushing it to the edge.
These lithium polymer ion pack deals that they sell is coming out of California makes them. I think one of those things suffer from the same cold weather problems that the old NICADs did. But those things are not terribly expensive. Actually, I have one. I think mine is a. Let's see, mine's a. I got a 12 volt. Just a 9 amp that I use as just as a stamping here. I've got a standby Honda generator too, but just something to stick on the radio that maybe be able to use this mobile rig instead of a handheld, and just run it on maybe 10 watts or something like that to give it a little bit, give me enough juice to get out. But I haven't taken it outside. Of course, I haven't been this cold in a long time. I wonder what it does to that kind of battery technology.
Well, I think as long as you let it, as long as you keep it warm, it'll be okay. I think where you get into trouble is letting it get cold. And then recovery, they have to be able to do cold. Like, I remember they had deep cycle batteries, marine batteries, cold cranking amps was something that it was designed for versus the car batteries for around here where it didn't get that cold. Instead of the cold cranking amps, you'd look at, there was another metric that they had on those batteries, but I can't remember what it was. But I think the lithium polymer are not, or lithium ion aren't really good at cold cranking amps. They're good at high bursts for a short period of time, and that's about it.
I know when I had a Subaru Forester, yeah, that's got a cylinders in that. That SUV or whatever you want to call them, I guess they're horizontally opposed, and it took a higher amp hour battery to crank it, even though it's still a four cylinder, because it's harder to get the cylinders going in opposite directions, and you could a regular battery just would not hold up. But I'd have to buy a new battery for it about every 2.5 years. Anyway, but sometimes it just, if it was cold, sometimes that thing struggled to crank it, even though it wasn't a big engine, it's just the way the cylinder, you know, because it was horizontally opposed.
I did not know they made one like that. I was looking at an engine on YouTube the other day that has a horizontally opposed, but the two cylinders, the pistons came in instead of going out to the head, they came in toward each other, and the two pistons actually compressed gas between the two of the two piston heads. That was pretty cool technology. That particular engine was a three-cylinder, and it developed 600 horsepower. Three cylinders, Each cylinder had two pistons. Each piston's going at the other piston on its compression stroke and going away from each other. And they shared the same combustion chamber. Have you ever seen that configuration? W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
It certainly sounds interesting. That's pretty efficient use of gasoline, and I can, you know, because they're basically just, you know, they're just using energy from each cylinder, I suppose, to help move it. And you said it's 600.
Out of a 3-cylinder, 2-liter is a 2-liter 3-cylinder, 600 horsepower. It was an amazing technology. You might want to Google that and just look at it. 600 horsepower, 3-cylinder, and the pistons, they're horizontally opposed, but the pistons come in for the compression stroke instead of going out for the compression stroke. It's pretty interesting technology. You might want to watch that YouTube video. I normally don't look at things like that one, but that one caught my eye. Anyway, better get on with the net. You got anything else for us this evening?
I wanted to drag it out just a little bit, maybe pick up a few more check-ins. But Dave enjoyed it. You guys have a good evening, and I hope to hear from you again before the new year. That's 4DJW and 4DJC back to net control.
Okay, Jerry. Well, I enjoyed it. Yeah, you take care. Have a very happy new year. Appreciate you hanging around for the RAG2 portion of the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hello.
Go ahead. Let me catch this EchoLink station, and then we'll get right back to you with that comment. We do have another EchoLink station. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, no comment there. But if you have audio issues, or if you just want to leave a text message, feel free to leave a text message. You can check in that way as well. A comment, go ahead.
Hey, I'm with JSM back again. Alan back to you again. I just wrote this net down. I forgot all about it.
So we are here 365 days a year, 7 days a week. We're here every night at 9 p.m. on this frequency. And it's a different, most of the time, it's a different net controller every night. Every once in a while, we have some overlap of the same net controller two nights in a row, but that's rare. But every single night, 365 days a year. Appreciate you stopping by anytime you get a chance, Alan.
Yeah, well, I saw it twice.
Okay, Alan. Well, it's good to hear from you, whether it's once a decade or if it's every night. It doesn't matter as long as we hear from you. Appreciate you checking in this evening. Take care and stay safe. And our EchoLink station is checking in. Net Control like to recognize KW4EN. That's Bob over in Pickens. Good to have you with us tonight, Bob. Your EchoLink station, your text message portion of it is working well. I do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Or DJW. If you would, please check in Kilo November 4. Tango Zulu Whiskey. It's Gabriel. And I'm in Hendersonville. And I'll just be in and out. No comment. Just to say Merry Christmas and hope everybody has a Happy New Year. Appreciate you calling the net.
BJW.
Mr. Dave. Please check in. KI4DOS. Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my Pretty Little Bride Joy. Good home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening, Q and Miss Amy and all on the net.
W. 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4R, Debbie Rich and Green with no traffic, no round table. Happy holidays.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KN4TZW. That's Gabriel over in Hendersonville. You're sounding very good from Hendersonville this evening, Gabriel. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KI4DOS, that's Gary, bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're sounding good over from Easley this evening. Gary, appreciate you being here. Tell Joy we said hello. Hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas and looking forward to a happy new year. K4ROW, that's Rich. Sounding good from Greenville this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Take care. Stay safe. Happy new year. Any other stations, one more time, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge TV Internet, call W4DJW.
Control, please check in. Kilo 4, Echo, Tango, November.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ETN. That's George from Jonesboro, Tennessee. Are you in Jonesboro, Tennessee, George?
Sure, that is correct.
Are you on like a stack pair of beams? You're sounding really good from Jonesboro, Tennessee. Uh-oh, we lost George. He was there for a minute, but we got him checked in. If you're still hearing me, George, appreciate you taking time to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. That's a long hop from Jonesboro, Tennessee. We don't usually get people from Tennessee checking into this net, but they're always welcome. Appreciate you making it this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in K4BAU. Alex and Clemson. Negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize K4BAN. That's Alex sounding good from Clemson this evening. I hope you're doing well, Alex. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas and hope you're looking forward to a Happy New Year. One more call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net Control, Kilo 4 Echo Tango November on the recheck. I had to disable my transmit PL because of bringing up another repeater. About 50 miles away.
Okay, George, well, you're making it in here very good. There's just a tiny little bit of white noise. I was just curious about the antenna you're using to get in over here from Jonesboro.
The antenna is a Comet GP3 Omni with a Yaesu FTM-400, and my QTH is approximately 2,100 feet in elevation.
Okay, and the repeater is at 3,500 feet. You're at 2,100 feet, but the issue is there's a lot of mountains between Caesar's Head and Jonesboro, so you're zigzagging around those mountains pretty good.
I do hear traffic on your repeater down there, and tonight I just said I will give it a shot since you had a net in progress, and I would try and get in. Very nice net, gentlemen. Pleasure to check in with you.
Okay, George, well, it's good having you on the net. Check in anytime you get the opportunity. We would appreciate you checking in. It's good to hear people from Tennessee. We don't get visitors from Tennessee that often, so stop by as often as you get the chance. Stay safe. Appreciate you being here. Have a very happy new year. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's going to do it this evening. If I missed anyone for comments or if I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. Sounds like that will do it. Be sure and stop by tomorrow night where W2MJB Mark will be calling the net. I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping in and checking in with him. Stand by for a net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.